Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principle from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, The Law is for Those Who Disobey God, Already in Progress.
Well, the scripture here says, stop those teaching what is contrary to the truth. The truth of the Word of God is we can pray for people and we get our prayers answered. And it doesn't just have to be for healing, does it? I think of how many Christians never produce any fruit for the kingdom at all because they've never heard that, hey, God will answer your prayer. God will answer your prayer. I was just telling Jerry and Camilla back there a while ago. I said, I don't know if you remember this, but Jerry remembered the lady's name was Helen. I said, there was a lady in my Bible study class, and I said, she came in, and everybody knew that I was different. I believed I could pray for people, and God would answer my prayer. So anyway, Helen, she came in, and she had a necklace. Camilla had a little chain around her neck there like that, and I saw it a while ago, and it reminded me of the story. And I said, you know, that's like that lady. And Jerry said, yeah, her name was Helen. She had a big old black mole right here on her chest. And it was bothering her. She was moving her little chain around because it was hanging right off of that black mole. And I said, ma'am, would you like for Jesus to take that thing off of your neck? And she said, well, of course I would. I said, well, have you asked him to yet? And she says, no. See, we don't believe that we can do what this book says we can do. So she says, I've never prayed about that. I said, well, can I pray about it? And she said, yes. So I reached up right there where the naked skin was, where the little mole was and the chain was, and I put my finger on the little mole, and I said, I curse you in the name of Jesus, and I command you to fall off of her neck and never come back in Jesus' name. No. Did Jesus say we could pray for things like that?
Yes.
If Jesus said pray about
everything.
So if I want to get rid of that, I need to go to the Lord instead of the doctor, right? So instead of going to the doctor, and I have no problem with good doctors, praise God, if you got a good doctor, that's probably the reason you're not already dead, because most of us don't have enough faith to pray and trust God, you know. So that's, I was that way one time. So, but anyway, I prayed for that lady, and I thanked him, thanked the Lord for taking that thing off. And I think it was two or three Sundays later, every Sunday she was there, and it was still there, but that second or third Sunday, whatever it was, whenever she came in and I looked and I said, oh, what happened? She said, I was standing at the mirror looking at that thing. And all of a sudden, I just said, Lord, thank you for taking that thing off. And she said, that thing just fell off my chest on the floor. What happens when you thank him and praise him for answering your prayer? Lord, thank you. Thank you. Now, then in some churches, unfortunately, some people will tell you that you don't have to produce fruit for the kingdom. You know, that it's okay. You don't have to teach people to do things. In fact, I had an email the other day. A lady contacted us, wanted us to pray. She said, I've been listening to your CDs and DVDs. And she said, I've been going to a church. And she said, I'm a single woman, she said. So she said, I've been going to the singles Bible study. And said, one of the associate pastors is teaching it. So we come to a place in there where it talks about no sex before marriage at all. And she said, the pastor said, you know, God doesn't really mean that. He's okay with a little sex before marriage. She said, you know, I listened to your CDs and I went and checked you out in the Word of God and said, what you said was right and what he said was wrong. I said, well, I guarantee, you know, he does say, absolutely no sex before marriage. And he says every act, how many, Scott and me have gone over this several times, how many acts of disobedience is going to be punished?
Every.
Woo, that's scary, isn't it, Scott?
Yes.
Yeah, me and Scott, we looked at that the other day in Hebrews 2. I mean, it is awful to think that every act of disobedience to the law, you will be punished if you do it. So I told her, I said, ma'am, you don't want to do that. She said, well, I'm thinking about leaving this church and finding another. And I said, no. Don't leave. I said, they need you. Do they not?
Yes.
They need somebody that can pray in faith. So I said, you need to be on your face saying, Lord, soften those people's hearts, open their understanding to the Word of God, and let them see the truth of your Word. And I said, you need to pray for them, and then you need to stay there. And every time you're in, go to every Bible study. And every time anybody says anything, you follow along with the scripture. And if what they're teaching doesn't exactly coincide with what's written in the word, you tell them, you know, when they say, oh, God says no sex before marriage, but he doesn't really mean that. I said, you just take your Bible and say, now, people, let's look here what the pastor just told us here. But that doesn't agree with my Bible. My Bible says no sex before marriage. And I believe if God put it in there, he says no sex before marriage, he meant no sex before marriage. Amen. Do you believe that? Amen. I do. I guarantee I do. And so I said, you need to stay right where you are. But see, she wanted to make it easy. She wanted to go to a nice church somewhere where they teach the Word of God with no problems, and she can just be a part of it and just sit there and have to do nothing. I said, no, that's not what he sent you there for. You need to be salt. I mean, you need to cut that wound open, boy, and then you need to pour that salt in there, really pour it in there heavy. Because and stop those who are teaching contrary to the truth. You know, now, if somebody teaches something, let me ask this question. All of you know that I teach the Bible line by line, word by word. Is that right? Amen. Have you ever heard me teach anything that's not in the Bible? No. So I try my best to teach everything exactly like God says, because he tells me in his word that those that are teachers are going to be judged more strictly. So if I've been made a teacher of God's word, I better get my ducks lined up, or I might get them shot off. Now, I don't think I want to do that. You know, I want to teach the truth, because if I'm teaching a lie, wow. So I don't want to teach what's contrary to the truth. Don't let them waste their time. Go ahead right there, honey, and read that.
To let them waste their time in endless discussion of myths and spiritual pedigrees. These things only lead to meaningless speculations, which don't help people live a life of faith in God.
Wow. Live a life of faith in God. Is that what we're trying to do? Yes. We're trying to live a life of faith in God. I will have to say, one of the seminary professors that wrote an article about me here a while back, he said, Pastor Thurman misinterprets a whole lot of God's word. Well, I mean, you know, I mean, he's a seminary professor, you know. So he said, Pastor Thurman, misinterprets a whole lot of God's word. But he said, I'll say one thing about him. He said, he's an old country boy. He's got a deep voice. And said, people enjoy listening to him teach. But said one thing about it. He's not in this for the money, because said we checked him out and found out he's giving away 10,000 CDs and DVDs a week, and he don't charge nobody for nothing. So he said he's definitely not into it for the money. And I thought, I'm not into it for the money, am I? Yeah. Did you know that it takes a lot of money to send out 10 to 15,000 CDs and DVDs every week? Yeah. I mean, it takes a lot, and it takes a lot to run this ministry. But guess who pays the bills?
Jesus.
The Lord does. Absolutely right. Yeah, so now then, if there's only one time that God didn't meet our bills, and that's that time whenever somebody went to Egypt and Israel, and they came back and they gave us the Ten Commandments in Hebrew. And I couldn't read it, but it said it's the Ten Commandments in Hebrew. So I looked at it and I thought, man, that's great. It's about this big. And so I put it in a frame and took it out there and put it in the front of the entryway to the church. I went out there and put that up there, and the next week I didn't get any mail. Now, I thought that's unique, because usually, you know, we get, you know, 5 or 10 letters or 20 letters or now a day. And so, and some people send prayer requests, some people send checks and everything like that. So when I didn't get any mail, I thought, well, now that's strange. I wonder what happened to the mail. All week long, it didn't get no mail. So we taught the Word of God again next Sunday, and we went to the mailbox on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday and Saturday, and didn't give it one or two letters. I thought, now this is, so the next week I told everybody, I said, you know, it costs a lot of money to run this ministry and to pay everybody. And I said, you know, if I don't get some money this week, we're going to have to lay off everybody. I said, because I can't have you working if I can't pay you. And I said, obviously I'm not doing God's will if he's not paying the bill. So anyway, the next week there was no money. 3 weeks in a row. I went to my bank and I drawed out all the money that I had, all my own personal money, and I paid everybody, and I said, I don't know what we've done wrong, but we're going to pray. Now, when you run out of money, if you're not a praying man, guess what? It's time to pray. The Lord, He knows how to get your attention. So anyway, I ask everybody that Sunday in church, I ask everybody to pray, like I've done here many times for different things. I ask everybody, I said, I don't know what I've done, but I've done something. And God doesn't like it because He's cut off my finances. I said, I can't pay the bills. And I've just got enough money left, you know, this week. And then after that, it's over. Everybody's going to have to stay at home because I haven't got any money. So I ask everybody to pray. We have stopped and had a prayer meeting. I said, Lord, this is serious. We got to have, I know what we did wrong. We didn't mean to do anything wrong, but if we did something wrong, obviously we did, because you've cut off our finances. And I only know one that can cut off your finances, don't you? So we prayed. And we prayed and we thanked the Lord. And then one of the couples that was going home, they live about an hour drive from here. Just as they got to the driveway at the house, the Lord spoke to her and told her to go back and tell Thurman the problem is the Ten Commandments he put on the wall in his church. I thought, so she come back. They came back and told me, said, Thurman, the Lord spoke to us just as we got home and said to tell you the problem is the Ten Commandments. I thought, what? So I went out there and looked at the Ten Commandments, and I looked at them really close. And right in the middle of the Star of David at the top was the Muslim Anyway, I said, oh my gosh, there's that Muslim dot, that red dot. They had put their curse on it. So anyway, I took it down, burned it, throwed it away, and did everything. And I said, Lord, we are so sorry, we repent. Now, when we repent, does God always forgive us?
Yes.
That's what He says. Lord, we repent. Okay, that was on Sunday. So Monday morning, the next day, I go to the post office, and the post office box, it's even got a separate box in the back that's got mail in it. They couldn't get it all in that mailbox. Now, who in the world can cut off all of your income except God? Who can cause your telephone to ring at 4:00 in the morning with somebody give you a testimony about Alaska except God? And then even my own wife said, honey, that was worth waking up for. Isn't that amazing? Who's running the show around here, George? God is. Guaranteed God's running the show. Yeah.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, The Law is for Those Who Disobey God, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.